Ted Collins. It's 8:30 in New York, and time again for Kate Smith. Our guest tonight is that bright young Hollywood star, Lieutenant J.G. Gene Kelly, on leave from the United States Navy. But first, your hostess, Kate Smith.
About a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just that I think you're mine, you try a different line. Baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoe. But baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master at none. And isn't it a shame? Why, I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. You'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know a thing about you.
Here we are again, all set to welcome tonight's guest. Will you do the honor?
Of course I will, Ted. And it's a real pleasure to introduce him, too. You've seen and enjoyed him in many fine motion pictures as comedian, dancer, and actor. And tonight, this versatile young star is going to appear for us in a radio short story by G. Worthington Post called Chance Meeting. And here he is, the genial Mr. Gene Kelly. Notice how quiet the city can be late at night, but the waterfront never sleeps. Tugboats fly the river, shadows stir through the darkness. As Cap, the grizzled old watchman of Pier 212, comes along, he spies another figure waiting for something or somebody.
Who's there?
Me, Cap. Nick.
Come down to pay me a little visit, I suppose.
Sure, why not?
Wouldn't have anything to do with that gal you brought down here last night.
Maybe.
Looked like a real nice kid to me. Not your kind, Nick. Leave her be.
I just want to talk to her. A guy gets lonely, Cap.
I've known you ever since you was a kid. You can't always be taking everything you see, Nick. People get hurt. And you, well, you'll be back at sea tomorrow.
Mind your own business, can't you?
Well, I got to be running along, son. But you think over what I said.
Think over what he said. Well, why shouldn't a guy want things? And take them. What's so wrong with that? How else is he going to get them? What am I kidding myself for? All day I've been carrying her around inside of me like some kind of a dream, telling myself that it couldn't be true, knowing that she wouldn't come back, knowing I'd never hear her voice.
Nick. Nick.
too. Oh, gee, honey, it's you.
Oh, of course. Nick, I promised I'd come back.
Here, let's sit down. Oh, golly, honey.
Why did you kiss me, Nick?
Why does any guy kiss a girl? Because he wants to. Look, honey. Look. All day I've been scared. I've been scared it wasn't real, the way we met. The two of us, like out of nowhere, finding each other.
Out of this whole big city, with these millions of people not caring for anybody else. All so busy taking whatever they want.
Taking whatever they want.
With us, it was magic, Nick. As if we were meant to find each other for keeps. The way you said.
Look, kid. Look. I'm going to see tomorrow, and I don't know when I'll be back.
I don't care. I'll wait. Last night, when you said you loved me.
Wait a minute, baby. Look. I must have been nuts. And besides, that was last night, see?
Nick, you don't mean that.
Sure, I mean it. And if you're smart, you'll run like the devil was after you. Right now.
Nick, don't say that.
Hey, you're not very smart, are you? Don't you know that last night was just one of those things? It was just a line.
A line?
Sure. You meet a girl once, and so she's pretty, and you tell her all the things she wants to hear. She falls for it. You promise you'll write, that you'll come back. Then what happens?
What does happen?
New port, new girl. Same thing all over again. It's natural. Something you get kind of in the habit of doing, like taking a drink or breathing. Why, right now there's a girl waiting for me uptown. Hey, quit the tears, will you?
Oh, I'm not crying. I'm laughing.
Well, what's so funny?
You are. What makes you think a girl doesn't feel those things, too? You look so lonely. Like a little lost boy. I felt sorry for you. I've been around too, Mister. Oh, but I've got to hand it to you. You sure had me fooled. Well, so long, sailor. It's been a laugh knowing you. Oh, a real good laugh.
Why, you little. And that kiss was for goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long. So long. Oh, hiya, Pop.
Came to the way, did you? I'm proud of you.
Sure. I'm a real Boy Scout, all right.
The only thing is, when she ran past me, she was crying.
What?
Hey, well, I'll be doggone. Look,
Nick.
For Pete's sake, aren't you gone yet?
No, I'm not, Mr. Nick Mears. I just wanted to tell you something else. All those things I said about me, they weren't true at all. I'm not like that. And I could have loved you and waited for you, and
I told you I didn't want that.
And those things you said about you, I don't believe them either. And if you think you can forget me, you just try. You're nothing but a big fool.
Oh, honey, I gave you your chance once. I told you to run. Oh, I guess we're both a little nutty or in love or something.
Of course we are. You big dope.
Well, Cap, what now?
Don't mind me, boy. Shouldn't have paid any attention to a meddling old fool in the first place.
You heard him, Sue. Come in.
What was that kiss for, Nick?
That was for hello, honey. Hello for Keith.
So glad that you were here with us. That was truly a great performance.
Yes, it was, Mr. Kelly. It was very, very nice.
Well, gee, thanks. But if it's great performances you're collecting this season, I'd like to recommend to you MGM's new picture, The Green Years.
Well, thanks for the tip, Gene. Thanks very much. But you see, we've already seen Green Years. You're absolutely right about the fine acting in it, though.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me, Kate. And now, if you don't mind, I'll just draw up a rocker and absorb a little earful of America Sings.
You do that, Gene. You just sit down and rest yourself. Yes, sir, it's America Sings with Kate Smith. You know, Kate, You know, I really don't suppose that anybody can ever really predict what gives a song lasting popularity.
But, Ted, I know we're on safe ground with tonight's first tune. It's a grand old favorite that... Well, anyway, look at it. It's River Stay Away From My Door.
That was a good one.
You keep going your way. Got a cabin. You don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Oh, don't come up any higher. I'm so all alone.
Oh, brother, that sure does bring back memories.
It sure does.
When was it you first sang that?
I think it was about 1931 or 32.
31, huh? Well, it's a great song.
Well, Ted, how about making a little popularity prediction right now?
Popularity prediction, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now I'll tell you, Kate, there's a lilting little ballad going around Tin Pan Alley these days, and I think it's a natural. A small music publishing firm has it, but I don't see how it can miss. The title of it is I Fall in Love with You Every Day, and I Wish You'd Sing It.
A mighty sweet tune.
I fall in love with you every day.
He wants your rendition of Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief.
Okay, Ted, here goes.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian Chief can love you any more than I. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue.
neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I.
time for one more song.
The last song, I guess, Ted. Any particular one you care to hear?
Yes, Kate, I think I'm rather partial to a great new ballad. The beautiful love song.
I know the one you mean.
It's Strange Love. If you don't mind, sing it then, will you?
My love is surely a strange love, but strangely I don't want to change my love.